interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, friends. Yes, we are just chugging right along through the month of September. And fall is around the corner. First day of fall, September 23rd. One incredible thing about fall are, in fact, the flavors. And before I introduce our first guest, I would like to give a quick shout out to my team over at White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery. Not only do we love to help with all the heavy lifting, but we love to be active in our community. And one of the events over the years that we have been able to collaborate and help to sponsor and promote has been the Treasure Coast Brew Fest. And last year, it was really exciting working alongside the marketing and developmental chair, Katie Bourgeois, was knowing that her and her husband and some incredible friends and partners were in the midst of creating something very new for the Treasure Coast housed in Martin County, a brew stillery called Fraser Creek. And now it is open. It is bringing in people, having them fall in love. And today I'm excited to be able to share with you a little bit more about this unique venue that has a little something for everyone. Welcome to the program, please, Etienne Bourgeois. He is the co-founder and marketing director at Fraser Creek. And you have been a very busy man in the past several months. Isn't that so?
Thanks for having me on, Anna. Yes. Absolutely. It has been a whirlwind. We started, it's more than just a few months. We started construction. We started construction in the middle of 2022. And our contractors did a great job with a lot of the heavy lifting, but we self-performed a lot of the finishing work in the brewery. So on top of just getting all our beers and spirits ready to get the doors open, we were in there doing our own painting, carpentry, helping finish the floors, painting ceilings, pulling all our low voltage wire. We did a ton of work, and then we got open. We thought, okay, it's going to slow down now. We can relax a little bit, but absolutely not. It's been quite a whirlwind. So it's been a busy, busy summer with the brewery, with everything else we have going on in our world, and it's just been amazing.
Right. And it's a wonderful thing because folks and the community at large has really embraced it. I can say from experience that as the host of the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network, it's a ladies-only networking luncheon for our listeners that are wondering, what is this? And it's three times a month, and the third Wednesday of every month we host in Martin County. And there was a snafu at our home venue, and I called my dear friend Katie and said, what do you think? And you all were pretty fresh in the scheme of things, and it was a double thumbs up from all the partnership and said, yes, come on in. We'd love to host. And we collaborated with the Boys and Girls Club to provide the food. And I mean, talk about a diverse group of women, right? I mean, as young as 21, as well into their 60s and beyond, and everyone was loving it, experimenting with different flavors and different, even just like traditional root beer, if you will, in the sense of how it was meant to be in a craft style. I mean, it was just to have these women of all these different ages fall in love and enjoy the space as a whole. I mean, you all collaboratively did a great job. It looks so fresh, so clean, yet so inviting and spacious.
Thank you so much. I mean, that's, one of the things that you mentioned, the root beer. So, when you hear brewery and distillery, you think, oh, all right, so they have booze and they have beer.
Right.
And that's it. But that's not the case. So our brewmaster and master distiller, he's very experienced. He was a chef before he got into the brewing world.
Ah.
So he knows his stuff. He knows his flavors. And one of the things he loves to do is make craft sodas from scratch, no syrup, none, you know, no fake sugar. Everything is real. There's no caffeine added, no preservatives. Our ginger ale is made with, something like 12 pounds of fresh ginger.
Oh, that so has to smell so amazing. I bet every day walking into Fraser Creek smells amazing, huh?
Usually.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool, though, that he can experiment with all of those things. So let's talk a little bit about the concept of a brew stillery. It's both a brewery and a distillery all in one, and you make everything under the same roof in which you serve it, yeah?
That's correct. So, you know, it's one of the things where in Florida, until 2021, when the craft distillery law was passed, you could not have both. You couldn't have both a distillery and a brewery with the same business under the same roof. So, but once they passed that law, it opened up the doors. So a few breweries in Florida, they decided to, you know, change up their business plan, and they added distilleries. And we came in, we're the seventh in the state. We're still only the seventh. And it's great because you basically have to brew a beer in order to distill and get your spirits. So
nothing's going to waste. Yeah, I
exactly.
Like it. And these things are available, like, for example, some of the in-house gin and the vodkas. And I mean, these things are available for purchase to take home and enjoy or give as gifts. You don't just have to enjoy the cocktail itself on premise, correct?
That is correct. Every single product that we make is available to go. So we have 750 milliliter bottles of our vodka, gin, and rum. We have more stuff coming out, like an agave spirit, which we cannot wait for.
Mm.
We have limoncello available, and soon mangocello. So,
what? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious. I love mango, obviously. That is genuine excitement, Etienne, just so you
know. Absolutely.
You cannot get not genuine excitement out of this hostess. I'm telling you what. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Etienne Bourgeois, who is the co-founder and marketing director of Fraser Creek Brew Stillery, headquartered in Martin County. And let's describe to folks where it is, because you're really on part of the downtown community, but right at the helm of the front entrance to it, right?
That's right. We are the entrance to downtown Stuart. We're right on US 1, just south of Colorado Avenue and Canner Highway, in the old Seacoast Bank Operations Center within Mayfair Plaza. So the landmark that's known the best is Flanagan's. We are directly across the street from Flanagan's. We have over 300 parking spots. It's great. The facility itself is 9,000 square feet, so we have plenty of room for everyone, for all your parties, and we're walkable throughout all of Colorado Avenue and the entire Creek Arts and Entertainment District.
Absolutely. Now, if folks were to come on a weekend, what would they be experiencing that they might not find during the weekdays?
Well, Thursday through Sunday, we try to feature a food truck, at least one food truck, every one of those days. We keep it rotating, we keep it moving, keep it fresh, because we want people to be able to, you know, sit down, enjoy some time, have some food, have some beverages, and of course, it's football season now. So we have all the networks. We can feature every single college game and every single NFL game.
Ah-ha-ha, score. Nice.
Yeah. And we also have, we have live music typically on Saturdays, except for when we have some special events with some DJs. We had great success recently with an 80s, 90s, well, birthday party for me. Happy birthday to me. Yay.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you so much. And
Katie look like Run DMC, eh? Is that what that picture was?
I wouldn't say we looked like Run DMC, but we probably looked like we were.
It was pretty cool.
some late 80s, early 90s hip-hop professionals.
Right? So, little. I do remember seeing that picture now. That is so awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we have a couple more of those 80s and 90s parties coming up. And you can follow us on our social media channels and on our website. And we try to keep that updated with all those special events and things that are happening.
So presently, is there any day that you're not open at Fraser Creek?
No, we are open 7 days a week. We have happy hour from 3 to 6 p.m. every day. On Sundays, with our, you know, with the NFL, we're featuring happy hour pricing all day.
Nice.
All day on Sunday.
And again, food trucks in rotation on those days and the ability to do something really collaborative and special should you have an event that you wanted to explore that with, the possibilities are out there and the team is open to brainstorming.
Absolutely. So you can call the facility any day. We're during the week, we open at 2 p.m. except for Fridays. We open at 12. We open at 11 on Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. not p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call, speak to one of our managers. You can email us. Our information's all online. And we can set up any group. You know, we can sit down, talk about the space, talk about what you want to do, and we'll make it happen.
So how many beers can we find on tap?
Well, when we opened our doors, it was pretty amazing. We opened with 14 beers. Right now, we have 24 on tap. We have a seltzer on tap and, of course, our craft sodas.
Very cool. Now, my producer actually just got back from a road trip out west and fell in love with a bunch of different ciders out that way.
Cider, we are getting ready to submit our license application for a wine license, which will give us the ability to start producing ciders. It's also going to give us the ability to expand some of the spirits that we offer. So, you know, things like vermouth are technically a fortified wine, and we can't produce that product unless we have a wine license. So we're just going ahead. We're going to get that license, and we will have some ciders available for the non-beer drinkers.
And excitingly enough, even if you don't get it by, say, November, which is our Treasure Coast Brewfest, is the 3rd or 4th, November 4th, right, of 2023.
November 4th, yeah.
Our Treasure Coast Brewfest, there's going to be lots of ciders to explore on that particular day, and you all will be having a big presence there also, correct?
Absolutely. And besides that, on October 28th, we're going to be throwing a fall festival at the brewery all day, live music, probably a DJ at night. We're still working out some of the details. It's also going to be the kickoff for Treasure Coast Brew Week, and we're going to have a beer mile event. So that's going to be at 4 p.m. on October 28th. So we'll be having a big party at the brewery. The start and finish line for the beer mile is right in front of the brewery. So, or I should say brew stillery. Let's get it right. So come on out on the 28th. You can enjoy this big kickoff event. Then we're going to have events throughout all of Stewart and the Treasure Coast for Treasure Coast Brew Week. And that's going to end the following Saturday, November 4th, with Treasure Coast Brew Fest.
Which is going to be at the Memorial Park in downtown Stewart, yeah?
Yes, Memorial Park, downtown Stewart.
Wow, you all are just going all in, and I love that. Now, so many of the incredible beers, as you mentioned, you have 24 on tap presently with the mix of a seltzer and your craft sodas, of course, but some are so darn good, and y'all are so confident with what you're doing collectively as a team and, of course, with your brewmaster and master distiller, Mr. Dan Rogers, at the helm. We're submitting some of these for some big recognition. Is that right?
Absolutely. So I'm just going to take you back a little bit in time. In 1992, Dan Rogers, our brewmaster and master distiller, that's when he made the switch from being a chef and a home brewer to being a professional brewer. And he did that when he opened Holy Cow Brewery in Las Vegas, which was the very first craft brewery in Las Vegas.
Wow.
And within the first 2 years, he had amassed, I want to say, 8 national and international awards. And he's kind of kept that going through the years with competing and being a big award winner. So as a home brewer myself, I'd like to think that I'm very similar in being able to, you know, craft excellent beers and, you know, win a lot of awards. So we thought, hey, we just opened. Let's get some recognition. So we entered the Great American Beer Festival competition.
Ooh.
And which is the largest professional beer competition in the United States. So we were allowed to enter 7 entries, and we maxed it out. We sent them out there, lots of different styles. One of the ones that we're most proud of is a seasonal release. It might become an annual full year release, but that's Gordness Gracious, our pumpkin ale.
It's Gordness Gracious.
Oh yeah,
I love a good play on words.
Amazing.
Now, so that hence those fall flavors I was talking about. I love
absolutely.
It. Absolutely. And when is the Great American Beer Festival?
So, when is it?
Yep.
Oh well, the judging starts next week.
Ooh.
And the award ceremony will be September 23rd. It can be streamed live on YouTube, or you can stop by to Brew Stillery, and we'll be having a watch party from about noon until 2 p.m.
Oh,
and
that is
you'll
so
be able
awesome.
To enjoy all the competition beers.
Oh, that is so appropriate. I just love how you all bring this full circle. Ladies and gentlemen, we are chatting with Etienne Bourgeois. He is the marketing director and co-founder over at Fraser Creek. Super passionate about what he and his team are putting out there in the marketplace, headquartered in Martin County. They're making a big impact here throughout the Treasure Coast. And we're learning so much about what they got going on with happy hours from 3 to 6 and all day Sundays. And we're going to delve a little bit more once we get back from a short commercial break. But quick shout out to our friends at True Colors Salon and Spa, largest salon in the Treasure Coast. Find them off of Old Dixie in Vero Beach with a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. So as we get ready to transition into fall and you look to change the color, the cut, the style, you can get that done. And if you just don't love it and you just want one little tweak here or there, whatever it might be, they're happy to have you come back until you absolutely fall in love. Plus, they have massages and nails, skincare, you name it, and they're always running monthly specials. True Colors is a friend of this program, and you will fall in love with them. Plus, if you're planning on going to an 80s or 90s party like at Fraser Creek in the coming weeks, well, by golly, they can style you up for that too. Once again, you're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the region. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest, chatting with Fraser Creek. There's more in store. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Some assisted living facilities just feel like home. At Spring Hills Assisted Living Facility, residents love the clean, comfortable feel, the cozy, friendly atmosphere, and the individualized care. It just feels right. And at Spring Hills Assisted Living Facility, residents are served by a staff who provides compassion, lots of one-on-one time, and care that's focused on their specific needs. It just feels like home. Spring Hills Assisted Living Facility, off State Road 60 in Vero Beach, online at springhillsalf.com.
If you dream of creating a home with furniture where you make life one long weekend, visit Sunshine Furniture now and save 50% on all Tommy Bahama and Lexington during the Fall Savings event. Bedroom, living and dining room, home office, media and occasional furniture that is inviting and comfortable, Tommy Bahama and Lexington offer everything you need to furnish your Florida home. We're also having a huge half-price fall sale on lots of other coastal furniture by Universal, Hooker, Riverside, Seawinds, and Capri, including big sales on patio furniture by Berlin Gardens, Lloyd Flanders, Telescope, Kingsley Bate, and Windward. All pictures, lamps, and accessories are half-price, and in-stock rugs are on sale, too. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in Vero Beach, next to Planet Fitness. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com and be sure to shop our outlet store directly across the street.
Sunshine Furniture, the best in every way. Ooh, have a sunshine day. Sunshine.
Hi, Leah Waldos, and guess what? We're open! Yes, all the renovations are complete, and Waldos is back to its normal schedule. So come on by, check out the new dining room. It is amazing. Brought to you by Unicorn Epoxy. So come check us out. Come have your cocktail, your voodoo bucket, and don't forget to ask about your Waldos Loves the Local card. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Come on down. We're back.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Da, 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 da. Welcome back, friends. We're almost unveiling fall. Anna Valencia, Tillery here, your happy hostess with the Moses. Shout out to our friends at Foxy Nails with two locations, one in Vero in the Fresh Market Plaza, the second off of Seaway Drive in South Hutchinson. I'm telling you, true nail artists. If you want something to look like fanciful or elegant, they can replicate it. It lasts for weeks. Great pricing. They love to pamper you. Gift certificates always available. Foxy's also owns the brand new Viet Bowl next door to their location in Fort Pierce. It's delicious. I highly encourage you to try it. Grab some to go and sit and enjoy our beautiful Fort Pierce Inlet. Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. They're going to be an incredible resource for you as you plan into 2024, whether you're upsizing, downsizing, new home buyers, veterans looking to reinvest. Caliber Home Loans, it's always a free consultation. And then finally, treasurecoast.com. Talk about a wealth of information on one website, plus a free calendar. So as we're chatting with Etienne Bourgeois with Fraser Creek, he has all of these incredible upcoming events on the 28th with this awesome beer mile and the kickoff of Brew Week and the Treasure Coast Brew Fest, as well as a viewing watch party to see if they win any awards coming out of the Great American Beer Festival. All of that can be uploaded to treasurecoast.com. This calendar is free to use whether you're for-profit, not-for-profit, you name it, use it, and consider maybe putting some advertising there also. So, ATM, we got maybe just a little bit more than a minute. And I would love to just leave you with some closing words to our listeners who just might be tuning in and interested in exploring what the first brew stillery in the Treasure Coast, headquartered in Martin County, can give to them as they bring in their friends and family.
Thank you so much, Anna. Well, you've already hit so many of the points, but Fraser Creek Brewing and Distilling Company is open to the public. We're open 7 days a week. We'd love to see you all. We've got something for everyone, from our craft sodas to our spirits to our cocktails to rum runners and pina coladas to go. And, of course, a wide variety of beer, over 24 beers on tap. We're trying to keep that number up. keep it fresh, keep new things, you know, for you guys all to enjoy. And please reserve your next special party, your next birthday at the brewery. We could make it happen for you.
Well said, sir. Congratulations and good luck at the American Beer Festival. Until next week, friends. Cheers.